I've never heard this.
Never?
No, is this new? Is this new Uprise?
It's not new.
Have I heard this before?
Uprise.
You might have. You gonna like the chorus though. Listen to what he's saying.
Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power,
I've heard
the
dollar,
and
heard
all of the
it. Yes, I have.
And wealth. Being broke is bad
for my health.
Nobody wants
broke is bad for my health. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Forgive me for being myself.
That's Andy McKernan's right there. Uprise. Uprise first general.
That is Uprise's first general.
First general, Andy. Bad for his health.
I think we were going somewhere one time and I saw him writing his music and going in his head and I thought, yeah, that's what artists do.
Sick. That's a nice one. Uprise.
Ooh, you know what? I needed that. I needed that. I'm going to tell you why I needed that, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into this later.
Okay.
But we did our morning workout.
Mm-hmm.
You picked the class, of course,
because
that's what you do.
Good class.
Great class, but it dominates me.
Yeah,
dominates me. So the Uprise gives me the power, the influence.
Yeah. Is that why your voice sounds a little deep and raspy right now?
The overall well-being
that
is needed to perform on this stage,
mm-hmm.
our podcast, Uprise,
gives me that.
It gives me, and that is why it's raspy.
Yeah.
And I ate a vegan sandwich.
A vegan what?
Sandwich.
What was that?
Sandwich is vegan.
Sandwich?
Sandwich.
You said sandwich.
Sandwich? Sandwich. Did I say sandwich?
You did at first, but you fixed it, though.
Man.
You fixed it.
That class got it out of me.
It's a serious class.
I have an announcement, OC.
What you got for me?
I have an announcement.
Okay.
Next week, the Jason and OC podcast will be recorded live. You can be there, and all this noise will be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7:30, OC.
7:30
next Thursday,
okay.
The 23rd of January. Once again, 7:30 next Thursday, the 23rd of January. It is at the Greenwood in Victoria. The podcast is live, and other stuff's going to be going on. We don't know what that is, but it's going to be fun, and I expect us to sit up there and have a great time. What do you think?
I think we're going to have a blast.
I think we're going to have fun.
We're going to be with our people.
Yeah, that's the main thing, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to be with our people, and they're going to be – they're always in the room with us, but now we get to look at them in the eye as I sweat,
mm-hmm.
and – they can laugh at me.
What if no one shows up?
That
means they're friends like you. They're friends like you, J-Bell.
You know why?
The same kind of friend you are to Simon. That's exactly what we got going on.
Don't do us like I would do Simon. Nah. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm trying to
say. Oh, gosh. The tickets are available now, OC.
Mm.
You can check this out on our Twitter. Have you put it on your Twitter?
Retweeted, yeah.
Good.
Retweet is an endorsement.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Or you can Google Jason and OC at Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
There is a page linked to that.
That's nice.
That is. I need check that out. Mm-hmm. And that'll have all your ticket info.
Okay.
So that will be really, really cool. Catch the podcast live in the clubs now because soon it will be arenas and stadiums.
Mm.
Yeah, so
that makes sense.
We're gonna move on up.
That's how it starts, though.
That is
the low level.
Yeah, yeah. And then next thing you know, you're doing world tours.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, OC would do one of those, and he'd be like,
"All right,
you could do it, J-Bell.
You got it, J-Bell."
OC is a man of the people. He truly is a man of the people. So that is our announcement.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
So
good, J-Bell. You did really well.
That was good.
Yeah, very good.
We're on our way here. We do our class, right?
Mm.
It's an intense time, right? It's championship weekend.
Yeah.
Right? It's everything's on the line. And that means everything's on the line for us.
Yeah.
Okay. We're on our way back. You ordered a car like you always do, man of the people. We hop in the car to come do podcast, right? It's three of us, our other friend, Adden, who we talk about all the time, coach for the Falcons in town. We get in a car, and it's a one-way street.
Yeah, just chilling.
In London.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a face-off. There is a face-off on the one-way street, okay? You know, there's a truck to the side, so everybody has that. They got to work together, okay? Our guy has the right-of-way.
Yeah.
Comes through and another guy speeds up. This guy is a driver.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a customer though.
Right.
All right, boom, face-off happens. And the guy, he knew he was right,
yes.
Our driver.
Yeah.
But he was about to give concession.
Yeah.
He's going to concede.
He was.
And we looked at him, and what did we say?
No, what did you say? What did you say?
Was it me?
It was you and Adden.
Me and Adden.
It was you and Adden. For some reason, the level of aggression from the class had you guys heated. And so you decided you were going to take it out on this other driver. And you guys are like, no, we got your back. We're going to stay here. We're going to stay here all day.
We told the driver, don't back up. We got your back. We're going to stay here all day.
Stay here.
And OC, who is the ringleader, in the front goes, I'm not in a rush.
I just say that. So I'm not in a hurry.
Our driver stopped the car, and we sat there.
Yep.
He didn't give an inch. People on the side of the streets came in to help the other guy, back up his car because they looked at our car and they said, those three guys aren't playing around.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care.
It was loud. It was aggressive. Mm-hmm. It was yelling.
Mm-hmm.
But that man backed up.
He did back up. He did eventually. He thought the better of it.
He had room. People gave him room.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it. He backed up.
Yeah. He's lucky. He's lucky we're not in Nigeria.
Because those
situations get handled.
Our driver's got a fight.
Difference.
I got money on our driver. He looked fit.
That other driver's like we weren't in Nigeria because
I forgot.
Nothing good would have came out
forgot.
Of that. Play that. Play it. There you go. There you go, son.
There you go. You know when you play that.
Oh my God. Oh,
that was a way to start the day.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
I mean, and that's the thing about traffic, right? You don't know what people are going through. Like, we weren't going to escalate it, but we weren't moving.
Yeah.
We were not moving.
Yeah.
Did you feel good? Did you feel like you got a victory? Honestly.
I felt good afterwards, but yeah, I was still trying to diffuse the situation.
You were nice.
I was like, listen, I was trying to tell the other guy, I was like, just back up just a little bit, man. All you got to do is just back up a couple of inches because we were just right there.
We were right there.
The guy was just, oh, my God. People.
The standoff was real.
People. Yeah.
And, you know, a standoff can get you beat.
Yeah.
It can get you beat on and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And in Nigeria, it can get you beat up.
Yep.
Quickly. It's something you need to understand. And we know that. Mm-hmm. You always tell me something all the time I never forget. He's like, understand when you have leverage because you don't have it all the time.
No. Very few times in your life, where you're going to actually have the leverage.
You have the leverage. So
times.
Stand your ground.
Yeah.
Does anybody in the playoffs have leverage? Does anybody in this championship round have leverage?
Tennessee.
Ooh. I didn't see that coming.
They got leverage.
Talk to me about this.
I'll tell you why Tennessee has leverage. Yeah? Because nobody expects them to be here.
Mm, that's true. That is
nobody
that
expects
is true.
Them to be here. So they're playing, as they gamblers like to say, with house's money.
Ooh.
And because of that, because they don't really necessarily have anything to lose in the eyes of the public. Now, amongst themselves, they do.
Yes.
Because they feel like they're a good team. They want to win. But they don't have anything to lose in the eyes of the public.
Yes.
They have all the leverage in this situation.
Yes.
They're going to play fast, carefree, relentless.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the team that ends up winning.
Oh, man, you've been there before.
I have.
You've been here before. And that's very true. Oh, the legends are here. I see legends walking around the building.
Couple of times.
Mm-hmm. We had a little insider information from people of ours in the football hemisphere. We know people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about what's going on in the teams and the teams in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the nugget I loved was out of the last four teams, okay, and this is – I like this. Tell me if you like this nugget.
Mm-hmm.
The offense is about being able to run the ball.
Okay.
Okay. Last four teams, except Kansas City.
Yes. But they got an alien at quarterback. So.
Boom. There you go. They have their quarterback is so elite that and what they do throwing the ball is just it is fierce, right? Mm-hmm. And on defense, it's about stopping the pass.
Stopping the pass.
So you look at San Fran and why they're so great at stopping the pass. Number one in the league, I believe. Mm-hmm. That defensive front, like you always talk about, you know, they got playmakers in the back end, especially a linebacker in a corner. So it's kind of interesting because usually I would think stop the run.
Yes.
You have to stop the run on defense and be able to run the ball and control the clock.
Yes.
But it is about being able to run the ball and control the clock and play keep away.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes sense because if you're playing keep away, you got to keep them from throwing the ball and getting chunk plays and moving the ball in the air.
Okay.
That's what the league is now, this year.
Okay.
Out of that, who has the advantage of the last four teams?
Hmm.
If that holds true, and I'm asking
you
this.
You have to say San Francisco.
I would have to say San Francisco. When you go through that formula, I say San Francisco. And I also look at the teams, now that we can lock in, and I always look at the playmakers. The most important, do you have a quarterback?
Yes.
Okay, you got a quarterback. Second most important, do you have pass rushers?
Mm-hmm.
Two, preferably, and it's not because you're my guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second most important position on the field. Defensive ends, pass rushers, whatever it is, okay? Do you have that?
Mm-hmm.
Then, do you have at least three weapons on offense that you can get the ball to, right? Because you can double two and take away, you know, you can take away one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to take away two. You got to have that third chess piece. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Okay. And on defense, you got to have three playmakers. So you got to have,
it's too many numbers, man. You're just throwing out too many numbers for me right now.
But hear me out.
How do you quantify that?
You got to have three
players. Two, one.
I'm just throwing out.
Nine.
Because you understand ball.
I do understand
ball.
Does
this make sense?
It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense to the extent that I don't know if you can necessarily put, like, a number on it.
I'm not saying this is what makes you win or lose.
Yeah.
I'm saying if I'm looking at how a team is built and you're like, oh, you need this to win.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when you line up and play.
Right.
Just like what you said, I agree with Tennessee.
Yeah.
They got some heat on them.
Right.
They're feeling it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even going through that, but I'm using this to confirm what I think you said about San Francisco.
Okay.
I think that San Francisco on paper really, really sounds and looks good. So did Baltimore.
Tough matchup.
To me.
Okay, let's get into Baltimore.
To me, I mean, I can't go against the way I thought.
Yeah.
I wanted the matchup to be Baltimore and San Fran, and then I thought Baltimore was going to win.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I wanted them to win.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got to be honest where I make a mistake.
I think a lot of people wanted Baltimore to win. But I knew that they couldn't win.
You did.
Even though a lot of people wanted them to win, and I myself wanted them to win for selfish reasons, I just knew that they couldn't win.
Hmm. Yeah, you called it early.
Not playing that style of football. Because, Jason, say it now, like I said it before, having been in those type of situations and having watched football for so long, I was a pretty good athlete, yeah? But I think most of my success came from study.
Yes.
And just understanding
the
way the things go.
Yeah.
Now, I might not be able to tell you, oh, San Francisco is playing against Green Bay. I might not be able to tell you, oh, who's going to win the game accurately. Might not be able to do that. But what I can do is tell you, if I have enough of a sample size of looking like something happened.
Yes.
I'll be like, there's a pretty good chance this is going to happen.
Yes.
If you understand what I mean. So just watching that whole thing unfold, I was like, okay, there's going to come a time when your defense, A, won't show up. Right?
Right.
Your defense doesn't show up.
Yes. Your offense has to carry you. It happens.
It's going to happen.
It happens.
Right?
It happens. You're right. It happens.
What happens when, okay, you're down 14 points, right? You have to sit there, read, and sling that ball to come back, right?
I agree.
No matter how good you are, this is going to happen to you at some point, especially in today's NFL.
I agree. At least one game.
At least once.
Yeah.
And it's always going to happen in the playoffs.
Always. No doubt.
So in my head, I was like, as soon as this team gets there and this happens.
One bad afternoon.
You're done. You're finished. Because you haven't been taught. Everything has been relying so heavily on.
One phase.
You understand what I mean? You eliminate that.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant when I said the NFL, the rules have been in place and they cannot be broken. This is going to happen to you. How are you going to be able to deal with this when it happens? And they weren't prepared. To be honest with you, J-Bone, it's the exact same thing as like, and this is going to sound like a real crazy stretch, but it's the same thing as Nigeria.
Okay. Tell me. I don't think this is a stretch at all. I'm ready.
It's the exact same thing as Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
You say to yourself, how can a country like Nigeria, right, or Congo, places with the most natural resources in the world, yeah? Why are they amongst the poor? Why are there people living amongst the poorest in the world?
Exploitation of natural resources?
Period. Now, if you want Nigeria, realistically, to be a successful country, like a really successful country, like maybe a Japan or a Sweden or these countries that have very little natural resources, you almost have to remove those natural resources and force people to start developing other.
Right.
This is exactly what you have to do.
Right.
Now, there's going to be a very, very tough period, right, of adjusting.
Yes.
Because all they've done in Nigeria, we got oil.
Yeah,
you know, we got oil, and the government, these people become lazy because of it.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
There's no innovation.
None.
It doesn't need to be. I mean, the reason we use natural resources is because it's cheaper to pull out of the ground than, you know, if it's cheaper to pull out of the ground than we can make a profit on it, then we pull out the ground.
Just keep doing it.
Once it becomes too expensive, they'll find another way.
So, how do you solve that? When you think about the countries with no natural resources, Taiwan, all these countries, why are they among the richest? And then the countries with all the natural, they're the poorest, is because it's you have to find a way to just eliminate it. And that's why I called the Baltimore, that's why I called them lazy. That's why I called them lazy.
Yeah.
Because I saw that, they got a tremendous athlete playing the position.
Yes.
Tremendous. So, like, we're just going to build an offense around that. You know, we're going to run the ball. We're going to use his athleticism. We're going to do all these things. Kudos to them for that. Mm-hmm. But you can't be great like that.
Right.
Because what needs to be done in order for you to be great, you're going to have to sacrifice some of that. You're going to have to sacrifice some of that to learn what's going to make you great. They were willing to do that. That's why I called them lazy.
I think you just said something that made a ton of sense, right? And it was the sacrifice part. To sacrifice, you have to have time. And the pressure these teams are under. And actually, to be honest, Baltimore is a good organization.
Yes.
I've heard great things about their owner.
For a long time.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about him as an owner.
Yep.
Really good things. So I'm not saying that the reason Lamar Jackson's there is because of him.
Yes.
So I'm not saying that, but in the league overall, there's so much pressure that a lot of people don't have time to implement a long-term strategy, as do certain governments with certain people in office. So I like it. I mean,
it's the same thing.
I like
bro.
It.
It's the same thing.
It's the amazing thing about sports is the analogies that come from
microcosm
sports.
Of life.
It's real. It's don't ever forget it. And I think because the results happen so immediately, the pressure's on so high because it's a results business that you develop these skills or mentalities or either as solutions because you're just faced with challenges more and more.
Yep.
If you're faced with a challenge every single day compared to once every 6 months, what are you going to get better at?
Right.
Every single day.
Yeah.
And just remember back in the day when we were watching film of ourselves evaluating it twice a day for a month.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
No, that's interesting. I mean, it is because when you look at that, the Baltimore Ravens, and the reason I said what I threw out that statement earlier, they were one of the teams that was the best at running the ball, stopping the pass. They literally built their team for that formula, mm-hmm. but they ran into a wall, like you said, mm-hmm. and they didn't have an answer or didn't find an answer soon enough.
They had no answer.
Back to your statement. And I threw this all this out to say how confusing this is.
Yeah.
All these matchups, we agree, San Fran is makes sense.
Yeah.
But yet the first thing you said was Tennessee.
Yes.
I mean, that's why I wanted to even ask you about Green Bay. Like, I mean, when has there been quiet whispers like you made the joke on our show about when you were saying everybody's whispering about Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He is balling. And he had an amazing year.
Yeah.
He was top three for MVP,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that conversation. What is your thoughts of just knowing football, man? Just like erase what the media is saying, erase all that.
Yeah.
You know ball.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm so confused about Green Bay.
Yeah. Green Bay is they are they're another team that I can tell you like for me they're not passing the eye test for me. You know?
I agree.
They're just not passing it. I watch them and I'm like, their record is what their record is,
yep.
An outstanding record. Do you know how difficult it is to
three,
go
right?
13-3
yeah,
in the NFL?
That's ridiculous, man.
Do you know how hard that
with
is
with a new
to
head
do?
Coach?
I mean, come on. But the games that they've won, so many of them could have gone the other way, and I just don't like that. I don't like that. You know, because coming down to this time of the season, when you're not, like, really, really, like, dominating people.
Yeah.
Like, we got to the playoffs. I'm talking about when I was with the Giants. We got to the playoffs, and other than the Super Bowl, there was really no other game that could have gone either way for it. We were beating people down.
True.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, we were beating people
down. You guys
got
hot.
Yes.
And you were bringing the fight.
Beating people down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's but when I watch them, I'm like, they're not dominating really in any real aspect of the game. They're not dominating anybody. Like, I'm talking about, like,
yeah, one thing can go wrong and it would go either
and
way.
It'll go the other way, and that's gonna catch up to them at some point, man.
Yeah,
it's gonna catch up to them.
And I think everybody's waiting for that,
right? And it just hasn't happened.
And
it just
so
hasn't
what do
happened.
You? I mean. That's what scares me. What does you put it better than I would have, but what I looked at is I just watched him, and Aaron Rodgers is amazing. Don't get me – I mean, he's
ridiculous.
Amazing. But I just always think, like, I like Aaron Jones, the running back,
mm-hmm.
and he's had a great year. But it's like outside of Davante Adams, like, I'm like, I just don't know what happens if those two guys – that's why I was looking at the scenario. If those two guys go away
mm-hmm.
and they just, you know, they're taken out of the game somehow. Rodgers does have the magic, but
he does.
But I don't see another. You know, I want to say Jimmy Graham was like that before, but he's not like he's playing well. But mm-hmm. I'm just looking for something where we used to always say this about the Patriots. It was like if Gronk missed some games, we're like, man, when he's the ultimate chess piece.
Yeah.
When he gets back, this is gonna happen, and it always happened.
Mm-hmm.
When he was on the field, it always happened. Similar to, like, this year when they talked about Will Fuller till it didn't work
mm-hmm.
with Houston. It was like, you wouldn't know, but how much he did for that offense.
Yeah.
I don't see that piece.
Yeah.
I mean, Davante Adams could be, but that's what I'm missing. But it doesn't mean anything because you get hot.
Yeah.
You got two great pass rushers that you got in free agency, the mm-hmm. Smith brothers.
Yeah. This is going to be a tough game for Green Bay.
It's going to be tough.
Mm. Tough.
It's going to be
man.
Tough.
Tough game. Tough. I can't call it, bro,
now,
to
what,
be honest.
What do you think San Fran's weakness is?
San Fran doesn't have a weakness, man. I think they addressed it with Sanders.
Oh, right.
You know, because now in the receiving game, they got Sanders, they got Kittle, they got Debo Samuels.
Yeah.
They got good receivers.
You forget what he's done when he's come there.
they punish you with the run.
And they can put anybody in it. They rotate them dudes.
It's crazy.
Three.
Defensively, stouts, pass rush, DBs. They're a solid football team. This team is going to be solid for 3-4 years, man, barring any injury.
The only thing that gave them fits is not really an issue now. Mobile quarterbacks like Russell Wilson. Yeah. Russell Wilson gave him fits. Mm-hmm. And as a D lineman, you know, you're the one who's taught me this about how playing a guy like that and how he moves the pocket and does things changes the way you rush, even though you're a dominant front.
Yeah.
It just throws off your timing, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what they struggle with, but there's no Lamar. And you have to be a mobile quarterback throwing the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just can't be a mobile running quarterback. Yeah,
no, no,
throwing the ball. So, yeah. And, hey, really, this is on Jimmy G.
I think he'll perform.
He's got to perform, right?
Yeah.
Because the way we've talked about the whole roster, except and the one outlier who gets the ball more than anybody, is a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got a ball.
I think he will.
I'm excited, man, because I don't know what's going on.
Mm.
I'm trying to dig something out of you so you can give me a nugget.
Yeah.
And you gave me my nugget.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Can I ask you a question?
I might not have the answer.
Yeah, you might not, but it's a question nonetheless because it's something that I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Can black people be racist?
Absolutely.
They can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't black people racist to each other in Africa?
Tribalist.
Tribalist.
Yeah.
They're tribalist.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's a form of racism.
No.
It isn't?
Tribalism?
It can't. It's a
form of discrimination.
Yeah. And racism is a form of discrimination. So I'm just looking at the overarching concept.
Right.
Okay.
Because I heard this, I forget his name. But
any light, dark racism in Africa?
Light, dark?
Like light, like skin tone as far as, dark to light, like it is in Brazil. In Africa.
I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
I wouldn't say so. I know there's like a bunch of craziness going on. Like a lot of people are like, bleaching their skin and all that type of stuff, trying to get lighter. But I wouldn't say that in Nigeria especially that the lighter skinned people are oppressing the darker skinned people or in positions of higher authority or positions of higher power.
Any other place in Africa?
Not that it comes to my mind. No.
But I definitely think they can be racist.
Okay. Because I heard...
In America, for sure.
I heard some highly rated... I forget his name, but he's a really big intellectual. He's a black guy. And he was saying that black people can't be racist because they are the oppressed. And
the oppressed oppress each other.
At times. Hear me out.
Okay, sorry.
So you said black people can't be racist towards white people or stuff like that because, they've been the oppressed for so long and, maybe the white people are the oppressor. Mm-hmm. And so because we're not in position of power to oppress people, then you can't say black people are racist. Mm. But you can say white people are racist because they for so long have been the... the dominant power, and so they can oppress black people, so therefore they're racist. So I heard this, and I was like, I mean, that's interesting. I didn't really know quite what I thought about it, because I'd been under the impression that black people could be racist, but what he said was, it actually made some sort of sense, yeah? And so I thought I'd discuss that with you, man, because it really ties into, like, a bunch of different things for me, especially, because, say for instance, right, you hear about all this, all these, racist chants at soccer games and all this stuff going on, right? So, here's my thing in regards to that.
I'm writing some things down because this is interesting.
Here's my thing in regards to that. Right? Most of the really, really smart, white people that I know. Most of the really smart people who are really maybe a Mark Zuckerberg or Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, all, you know, Elon Musk, the people who have really accomplished a lot of stuff, you find out that they're not really racist. They're not, like, openly racist, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, they're just not,
it's not
like, really smart, right? And then the ones who you see who are openly racist, they're really, like, stupid. you understand what I mean?
Yes.
So the people who, all these people going around screaming white power and all this stuff, right? They've really done nothing to contribute to that white superiority.
They've
done nothing. You understand? They're like on the lower rungs of society, and they're the ones who are screaming that.
Yes.
But the people who have actually done all that, they're not really. You know, so
that triggered something in you, didn't it?
It's wild. Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay. So, okay, if it's the people who are on the lower rungs of society, yeah? Say, for instance.
Not all the time, right? Just general.
Most of the time, right? So the people who are screaming all this stuff at the games and
okay,
all.
Okay, at that in that circumstance.
In that circumstance, yeah.
Okay.
So if that's the case, after this guy said that the people who can be racist are usually the oppressors, yeah? Say I'm at a game. Me and you, we're playing football in the NFL. We're on the pitch, and then an idiot starts screaming out
something ridiculous,
right? Yeah. Is that really racism, or is he just being an idiot? Because to be fair, just hear me out. We're highly intelligent. We're playing a game. We're very athletic. We're making a ton of money. In no form or fashion can this guy oppress us. Like, in no form or fashion. Like, in no way whatsoever. So all he's doing is he's just making noise. He's just, so why would I take that as, oh, he's called me a monkey. Who are you? You understand what I mean? You have no bearing on my life. Look at me, look at you. You're calling me a monkey. Why would I take that personal? Now, say the owner of the team. You understand? A person who's in real power to really do something to me start saying that is racism. As opposed to somebody who is, because to be honest, him calling me a monkey is the same thing as him saying, oh, I suck at football. It's the exact same thing. Why? Because number one, I'm not a monkey. And two, I don't suck at football. And I know these to be fact.
These are facts.
I know these to be fact, right?
That is a
so all he's doing is just talking.
Noise.
He's just making noise.
Noise.
Now, am I crazy for thinking this way, or because there's so much noise about, and we talk about this all the time. Oh, this person said that. Let's get this out. Stop. Blah, blah, blah. But that's not real. That's not real because you're talking about low-level people who are just talking stuff to people who are at the height of their profession. All they're doing is talking trash, as opposed to the real racists, the ones who ain't nobody say nothing about.
They're quiet.
Yeah, hey,
they're quiet. They just make moves.
Just suppressing.
Yeah.
And nobody's saying nothing
about
them.
And to be honest, they're oppressing everybody, regardless of color.
Thank you.
They and I think that that's what happens sometimes is – as oppressed people don't want to be on the bottom, so they push each other down.
Right.
What are they, crabs in a barrel?
Crabs in a barrel.
So that whole thing, that happens. You know, you said one thing, and I always remember, and I always think about this, and you said about understanding. You mentioned that. I was just writing down key words because it just lit me up.
Right.
And I always think about any kind of discrimination, which racism falls under, it's always a lack of understanding, OC.
Yes.
We have these conversations because we challenge our thoughts. Especially when we don't understand something.
Right.
We don't come in and say, man, this is how it is. We're like, yo, this is how I think, and I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And we challenge them. We had those conversations. So we're trying to eliminate our lack of understanding.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't. But talking it out at least allows us to know that we don't have the answer.
Right.
So we're trying to find it. And in your quest for that knowledge, you tend to be less discriminatory.
Right.
Okay. All right. Then mentality and skin color don't go hand in hand to me. Mm-hmm. Because we both have an eclectic group of friends from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fascinated by hanging out and meeting people that are your friends from all these different countries and these conversations. Mm-hmm. It's just cool.
Right.
People are different. Where you're from makes you different. Mm-hmm. What your skin tone is doesn't.
Right.
Just doesn't.
Right.
And so I'm very careful on that. And I will say, if I was born not in Los Angeles, California, mm-hmm. very liberal, you know, lived in New York, live in London, you know.
You have a different mentality.
Bam. Mm-hmm. And I have to be aware of that, because I remember coming into the league, the NFL, and guys from the Deep South and their perceptions of things mm-hmm. were a lot different than mine.
Right.
A lot. And I was in shock at the way they thought about different scenarios, and mm-hmm. they looked at it, and I'm like, why would you think that? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you looking at? Mm-hmm. But I had to be aware that I am different. I know my environment has taught me things that has made me the person I am. Mm-hmm. Other people, different situations. How many times do I ask you about Nigeria and stuff like that? I'm like fascinated,
lot,
right?
Because yeah.
I'm like, okay, this and what happened. I mean, it's like you've seen so much of the world. Mm-hmm. Born here, lived there, lived here, lived all through the States. Like, mm-hmm. come on, man. You've seen the world in different, a lot of different time zones.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I haven't. Now, if I have a thought, I have to ask you. Remember I asked you something, I won't even say it, but mm-hmm. I asked you, I had this theory. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, how did this, about disciplinary things.
Yes.
And we talked about, oh, you know, because I had this theory, and you killed it.
Yeah.
In one conversation. Yeah. You're like, nah, this is how it is in Africa. I was like, well, this is ridiculous mm-hmm. what I was just thinking. Mm-hmm. But I challenged it. By the way, the way you think and the way you process things and the way we come out and we have those discussions here, I think is so brilliant, because we are just challenging thoughts.
Thoughts. Mm-hmm.
We're not taking the easy way out. We're not saying, oh, we're not going to about what you said about fans in the stands. Mm. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what fans think they own you while you're out there. You know why? Mm. Because they want to be you.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Mm. You know, you're out there on the field. You know, they want their kids to be you.
Yeah.
They want – I get it.
Yeah.
And whatever – some people address that in a positive manner. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. Mm-hmm. And then – hey, when you put any kind of extra on that, you had a drink or you did this, things that you should be able to do, things change. And guess what? You leave that place and maybe you're different.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I can't say everybody is or isn't, but I can say that we need to look at it from a perspective like you just introduced and just challenge every single corner of that argument.
Yeah.
Just talk it through. Argue it. Not argue it, discuss it. And be open to whatever information you receive. I'm not trying to say change your mind. Be aware.
Yeah.
Be aware.
Okay. So can black people be racist?
Yes. Didn't I start with that?
Yeah.
So I didn't change.
You didn't change.
Yeah, I know some racists. I know racist everything, yeah. You know? Yeah, of course they can. Of course they can.
Okay.
Of course they can. Okay. Asking everybody, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. I don't think I changed Ozzy's mind, but you know what? To his credit, he allowed me to have an opinion.
I have an open mind.
You allow me to have an opinion.
I have an open mind in regards to that, because I'm not really sure.
You
not sure.
I will give you this, Ozzy, yeah. And I'll say it's many times I've come up with thoughts and things, and I've said, oh, what do you think about this? You never shoot them down.
No.
You always just let it be and you think about it. And I think I've learned that from you, because especially I think I've been better in my other career because of this, because sometimes you think you have the answer and mm-hmm. you want to spit it out.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen this 10 times. Oh, yeah. I've seen it. Yep, this happened. Mm-hmm. And you're not considerate of the person receiving that
mm-hmm.
and tailoring that message towards them. Mm-hmm. I think you do a good job of just stepping back, thinking how you are going to frame whatever you're thinking to that person directly. Mm. I think it's a skill. People, I think good coaches do it, everything. Good people do it. Quick fire, OC, because it's quick fire time.
Okay.
That's the hashtag AskOC. Yep, and hashtag AskJB. Quick fire. That means I won't talk too much.
Jason, can I tell you something before you ask this question?
Uh-huh.
The Jamaican food I'm going to eat later on is going to be epic.
Because you didn't eat after workout.
I just had like a little. I'm talking about beef patties.
Ooh.
I'm talking about rice,
yeah.
Chicken, plantains. And my mind is
jerk.
There.
Any jerk chicken?
Oh, the jerk is for sure. For sure, J-Bell. For sure.
Is this place by the house?
It's
by the crib?
It's close by the house. I'm not going to say the name because they don't pay me. They don't even give me a discount.
We don't discuss that.
Nah, so.
Can you start bringing them? The vegan burrito place doesn't open up anymore
I can bring it. I can. But the thing is, I actually have to walk there to get it.
And they don't deliver.
They don't deliver at that
Can't
time.
Can't you hire somebody? You know people. You always
probably
you,
could.
Yeah.
Probably could.
All right.
Are you going to pay or are you?
No, you're short arm J-Bell.
No.
Short arm J-Bell.
No, we can't talk about that.
Yeah, we can't talk about that. Don't cut that out. Cut that out. Look, it's going to be the name of the podcast, isn't it? Short arm J-Bell is what they call me from OC.
Wait till you watch this.
Oh, wait till you see this. It's hilarious. Art at Barkovision. Sounds like an optometrist. Barkovision. Is that Barkovision? Yeah, that's cool. Thoughts on Joe Burrow. Sorry.
Thoughts on
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And his hopes for the Bengals turnaround in 2020. I like the kid. He will be the first pick.
Yeah.
And he has great timing. He doesn't have a super strong arm, but great timing, great feel of the game. Seems like a leader.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love the kid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really watch college football like that, but he
went Heisman.
Kept on seeing all this stuff, and I was like, let me just check this guy out, man. And I like every single thing about this guy. I like the way he plays. I like his attitude, his mentality. His teammates love him.
That's what I like to see.
Yeah,
I like to see
and,
that.
I can rock with him. I wish
like
him well.
It. Yep, and we'll see. That's the beauty of the draft. We'll see how it works out. We'll get to digest all that. George's Shoe Repair, top podcast guy. Gotta love Shoe Repair.
Mm-hmm.
I might. Where are you? Actually, send that to us because I need some. I got
you need some
shoes
repair.
Yeah.
I got you.
Just top corner. Oh, I can get there.
Right.
Top podcast guys. Love the chemistry. And we get a bit of schooling too. 100% three fire emojis.
Okay, three fire emojis. Yep. That's big time.
Big thank you.
Yeah.
Big thank you, Georgia Shoe Repairs of London.
Big
thank
trust.
Thank you very much. Big trust.
Big trust. Woo woo.
Woo woo.
I love when they made fun of him.
Oh, they.
I love when they made fun of him.
They said.
Oh my God.
Like you always said, you go out there and do it. It's gonna come back and get you. And them Tennessee, they were waiting for that.
Woo woo. Big trust.
Oh my gosh. Luke, this is hashtag Ask J Bell. Just how bad is the Texans defense? Bad enough for them not to be in the playoffs anymore.
Texans are missing. There's something about that team, man.
They don't have any DBs. The DBs.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I think they're missing an identity. That's what I think.
I think you're right, but it comes from, I think the defensive backs, they have missed on DBs. I mean, I like Jonathan Joseph. He's played forever,
Long
man.
Time, yeah.
I mean, he's been great, you know. But it's just like it's just this cycle of guys are trying to get in there. Nobody's sticking, and I think that's one of their weaknesses. And you just can't. What you always say about these later rounds, man, you get exposed by your weakness. And
never fails.
That's what happened. Bobby Wan. Is that Bob? What is that? What would
Bobby
that
Wan.
Be?
Bobby.
Bobby Wan.
Bobby Wan.
Bobby Wan.
Bobby Wan Kenobi.
Yes. Bobby Wan Kenobi. Why did my accent just go to?
I don't know why I did that.
It was like Bobby Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you.
What was that?
That was very racist, Jason.
That was black racism. Oh, my gosh. What the heck was that?
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I'm going to say something, and this is what's going to get us kicked off the air.
What was that?
This is going to get us kicked off the air for sure, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
We're running out of time. And every time when I was in America, this was a long time ago, when I was in college, I remember this happened, and my sister called me out on it.
Okay.
And that's why I stopped doing it.
Okay.
Every time I would call to order Chinese food, my accent would change.
Stop.
I swear to God.
Why?
I have no clue. And the funny thing is, I didn't even know I was doing it. And then one day my sister was like, why are you talking like that? I was like, oh,
sorry.
And it was so bad, man.
Oh
it was
God.
So bad.
I don't know if I can laugh.
Jason, it was so bad.
I'm not going to laugh.
Every single time I would do it, and I didn't even know. It's because I was trying to talk the way they were talking
to me. Right, right,
right. I was trying to talk
out
back
of respect?
To yeah, I don't know why I was doing it. And she was like, why are you talking like that, man? I was like, oh, sorry. I'm so stupid. Anyway, go ahead, man.
I got to hear this. Oh, my. Yeah, we won't.
Terrible. Terrible.
In Alabama. That's the funny part is I'm like, you're in Alabama.
But the thing is, if you don't know.
You don't know.
And on top of that, like,
yeah.
Every single Chinese restaurant in anywhere I've been has been all Chinese people.
You know what's authentic.
Period.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I like that. That's why
so,
it works.
So, yeah.
Oh.
I was doing that, man. I'm very, 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 very ashamed of
myself. Oh, my gosh. Well, we have to answer this question really quick then. What's up? What's with all the coaches opting for two-point conversions when they still have several possessions ahead?
Yeah.
Is that lack of trust? I think it's
analytics, isn't it?
I think it's totally analytics.
Yeah.
Or if you feel your team needs a momentum boost or has it and you want to continue off of that. Say you scored and you feel like, man, we got the moment, let's go. Mm-hmm. So, but I think analytics probably has something to do with that. Last thing, this seems like a statement, OC, from Sarah. We like people named Sarah. Mm-hmm. Overall, we really do. Have you guys got big plans for partying in Miami? There are things in South Florida that can lead young men astray.
Mm.
So be careful, boys.
Yeah.
Love the pod.
Yeah.
Love my OC and J Bell Fix every week.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of friends from South Florida, by the way.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that right there. Sarah, because
Sarah knows
there's nothing I can say that's going to not get me in a lot of trouble.
Sarah,
here.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, you know,
yeah,
you know, you know, you know,
yeah,
Sarah,
yeah, that's I won't be doing any partying or going out. Wink, wink. I'm just gonna stay in my room and do my job.
Wink, wink.
Wink. Wink. And we'll see what happens, man.
Sarah, you've exposed us at the end of the podcast. We appreciate it. Yeah. See you live next week. We will be in the house, Uprise, all day. We're going to have an Uprise playlist. We have to.
Yeah.
OC's going to come through with the Uprise hits.
Maybe we should have a performance.
Yes. Can you pull it together?
Probably not.
Oh, I wanted that!
Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. February the 8th, the deadly mistake. Fatal decisions that left me to make. Saddened the Lord took my blessings away. Fathomed the good life to the house of pain. They locked the locks, couldn't stop the clock. Story of my life for a couple months. I should have known who not to trust. If life is a journey, then what is the cost? Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth.